and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. MasterCard says holiday sales were up quite a bit from last year. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Holiday season retail sales numbers rose 3.8% versus last year. And the good news is that's actually more, a little bit more than we were expecting.
Online sales rose 6.7%. The post-Christmas travel rush is on.
If you are driving today, AAA expects roads to be busiest between noon and 5 p.m.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn says airports are also expecting higher than normal traffic. Investigators are looking into whether Russian anti-aircraft defenses may have played a role in a deadly plane crash in Kazakhstan. CBS's Chris Livesay is following.
Authorities in Kazakhstan are working with Russian investigators, but tensions are rising over who will lead that inquiry.
At least 38 people were killed in the crash. 67 survived. CBS News Brief.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Holiday leftovers can be a favorite part of the holiday season for many. But be sure you handle them with care. Leftovers should be refrigerated within 2 hours of cooking to prevent bacterial growth. You should eat leftovers within 4 days or freeze them. Reheat leftovers to an internal temperature of 165 degrees before eating. You can find more food safety tips and even chat live at ask.usda.gov. It's cold and flu season, and people with diabetes are at higher risk of more frequent or severe infections. Dr. Alex Tricarton, MD, and family medicine physician with Aspirus Health, says infections can complicate diabetes management.
When our body is infected, our metabolism can change, and oftentimes what we feel like eating or drinking changes, or what we feel like doing changes. So those who have diabetes may need to check their glucose more often.
Dr. Tricarton recommends people stay up to date on their immunizations.
Because this can not only reduce their risk of getting an infection, but if they do get that infection, it would typically be less severe if they have had the immunization for it.
He also said it's good to maintain good control of your diabetes. Have a plan with your healthcare provider to get your numbers where they need to be to keep your risk low. The easiest way to lower your risk of contracting a respiratory infection is washing your hands.
Of all the technology advances through history, perhaps the biggest impact on health is modern plumbing, where we have running water in our home and at our workplace.
Staying current on vaccines, maintaining good glucose control, and practicing good hygiene can help reduce the risk for those with diabetes during the respiratory virus season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers headed to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Vikings Sunday. Game time now 3:25 in Minnesota. Green Bay clinched his spot in the playoffs after beating the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs excited to finally reach the postseason as a Packer after 5 years with the Raiders.
You got games in front of you. You know, we still fighting, you know, trying to be as best of a team that we can be. We finally put a complete game together. That's something that we've been hunting since the beginning of the season. I mean, it just feels like our ceiling is keep going up.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game, New Year's Eve, on the road at Providence. Senior forward David Joplin scored 19 in their win over Xavier. Joplin now has over 1,000 points in his career with the Golden Eagles.
He scored a lot of points. I'm grateful for him. You know, anytime you have someone that's scored over 1,000 points at the same school, you know, that you're just grateful that he's been around that long and that we got, you know, two-thirds of our season left with him.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Ashley, your marketing consultant here at WFHR and WIRI, and I am here to help local businesses, big and small. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
A winter weather advisory and dense fog advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times, and freezing fog creating slick and slippery surfaces, as well as freezing rain moving in. Icy spots are possible before temperatures rise above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save!
The energy.
What's he gonna do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've gotta understand history if you're ever gonna write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, LaURA.BERGH at civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh. Yeah, freedom!
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Thursday, December 26, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, the day after Christmas. And yes, Mr. Zommers, a little disco duck here for hour number two. Well done.
Because you were live at the Dells Army Ducks.
Yes, our special edition of the show today, pre-recorded, as we're looking back at our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours, the year in review. And Trigvi Olson, who was on most of these with us, had the listeners, you the listener, decide where I was. We were doing the show at Bailey's Run Winery in New Glarus, and I didn't have a spot for the next day. And so Trigvi throws this out to the listeners, and you folks sent me to, gave me less than 24 hours, and thank God for the folks at the Army Ducks of the Dells allowed us to do that. So this hour is Todd talking to all the great folks at the Army Ducks of Wisconsin Dells, part of what makes Wisconsin great. Enjoy.
Things happen fast, and you definitely pulled off something I did not think you would be able to. And I will tell you, last night, when I got wind that you were going to make it, I tried to see if United Airlines could get me to Wisconsin Dells.
Really?
But unfortunately, unlike you, I was not able to pull things off on short notice.
Well, and I fear that we may be getting into a bit of a duck war, and that's, of course, not what I wanted, because I think folks yesterday were saying, well, go to the, you know, original Dells Ducks, they're called. And we reached out at simultaneously to both ducks because, you know, better to have a duck in the hand than two in the bush. And so we reached out to both. And the one just said, thank you very much. And the lawyer sent us an email and said, you know, we'll catch you in November, which doesn't do a lot of good. And then I called the great owner here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Jason, and their crack staff here got me right through. And he said, sure, come on up. And so we came up last night and had a nice evening here in the Dells, kind of scouting everything out. And here we are. We got all set up. Jason is going to be joining us. Jason Field, the owner of the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Waters, can be joining us. We're also going to talk to one of the duck drivers. I mean, that's always a job. I'm not sure about you.
Oh, my God.
Zombers. But, like, growing up, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to be a duck driver? And so we're going to be talking to a duck driver. Go ahead.
Here's the, you know, the Gear Daddies wrote a song called Dream Vacation in the Dells. They also wrote a song called I Want to Drive the Zamboni. It should have been I Want to Drive the Duck Boat. Like, what were they thinking?
Right? No, I mean, I think, and you can see, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and X or Twitter, or Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to call it. And by the way, subscribe to us on YouTube. It helps us out and keeps you informed. And like us or whatever you want to do there on the old Facebook page for the All Ball Show. But you can see if you're watching on the live stream, we've got the ducks here over my shoulder all lined up, the World War II ducks right above them. You can kind of see, there we go, right over there. We've got the zip line. You may see some people zip lining. And then we got a World War II era helicopter behind me, and right beside my head on the stream, a Sasquatch, which is, of course, better than having a Sasquatch by your head, because you wake up and you got that going on, you got a lot of problems. So how does all this work together? Zip line, Sasquatch, and Army Dell's Ducks. We'll talk to Jason Field here, the owner, in just a minute. And we're also going to be, as I said, talking to a duck driver. We got Luke Mathern stopping by at 12:30 for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. That'll be a lot of fun, talking a little bit about his favorite Dell's memories or Wisconsin vacation memories, the Brewers, and what is grinding Luke's gears. Maybe Travey will have something that's grinding his gears as well. But gentlemen, it is a beautiful day here at the Dells. Starting to get a little overcast now, but we don't expect any wet weather here today. But if you haven't been to the Dells, when's the last time you were here, Travey?
About 5 years ago, I took my kids. We were road tripping back, and we rode the duck boats, and we actually rode those duck boats. We went with the duck boats that were in camo.
The Army Ducks.
That was cool. Yeah, Army Ducks.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show, which my daughters thought was great. And then my older daughter, who just turned 15 and was about 7 at the time, ate way too much cotton candy and puked.
Oh, yikes.
At the Tommy Bartlett show?
No, in the car after.
Oh, Lord. All right. It was the
well,
dancing
not literally in the car.
Mesmerized
thank God,
her.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Tommy Bartlett and his dancing waters, which was my favorite part of the whole thing, by the way.
And you know what? I had an idea last night, Todd, later in the show. I have another thing that we can have people vote on.
Oh boy!
I will do.
You'll do. Okay, very good.
Well, Kreitlo and
tomorrow.
It will be. Can I get Kreitlo to do it with me? Is the bigger question. But yes, I have a. We can have a vote. I figured what's Kreitlo good enough for the goose is good enough for the gander.
Well, Kreitlo joined our friend and colleague.
Or the duck.
Yes, Jane Matinere. on Matt Nair on air this morning. And so I know he's going to be talking about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow on his program between 6 and 8. And then I believe he's going to actually meander over to the fairgrounds proper and join Trigvy and I from there. We'll be broadcasting our show from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow in Chippewa Falls. Come on out and see us if you're in the area. And then on Thursday, we're headed over to Trigvy Olson's hometown stomping ground of River Falls, Trigvy, for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days.
Yeah, I had so much fun calling people, lining up the show. I can't even tell you. I ended up talking. The mayor of River Falls' wife is a high school classmate of mine and one of my favorite people.
Oh, nice.
We've been friends since Mrs. Kelly's first grade class. And I ended up, you know what? This is what's great about Wisconsin. I called Joni to have a 5-minute conversation. We talked for 45 minutes, and I told her, I don't really want the mayor on the show. I want her to come on and talk about Pearson's Florist.
Why not? Exactly.
That's what you do. And we may shift the location to a place called Bikes and Brews, which is also owned by high school classmates of mine, right on the beautiful shores of the Kinnickinnick River.
See, that's what makes part of what makes Wisconsin great are these connections, these relationships. And I'm just having a ball going around the state. I know you do as well, because we hear so much about what's going wrong and people get apprehensive and say, what the heck can I do about anything? Well, these are great examples. Patronize great local businesses. Take the family out. Just enjoy the fresh air or a great festival and relax, honestly, and make a plan to vote. Be a voter. And participate in democracy. But if we all get out and just spend a little time out with real people, I think we just feel a lot better and de-stress ourselves, and we spread a little money around locally.
Yes, 100%. And when I told her, as well as two of the other people I talked to back home, what we were doing and what we were trying to promote. There's lots. They loved it. Yeah, Joni's like, oh my God, this is awesome. So, yeah. Yeah. She's like, there's so much more of this needed.
I was just going to say, isn't it weird, in an odd sense, that when you tell people, no, we're just all good stuff, it's like, now that's news, as it turns out.
Yes. Yes.
But there are so many great things about Wisconsin, and Trigvy and I are just so happy to be going around the state. And on Friday, we'll see where Trigvy ends up being, but I'm going to be down in Milwaukee on Friday from our location at the Republican National Convention at Panther Arena, which is right next door to Fiserv Forum, the main convention hall, and they call it Rio Row. An area there where Wisconsin media are lined up, and we'll be there on Friday to do the show from there. So big week ahead, Trigvy, but not what I was going to say earlier. If you haven't been to the Dells, you know, I encourage people to check it out. And there are things that you'll remember this quote from good old Don Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense under he was famous for once saying, one of my favorite quotes, there are things that we know, there are things that we don't know, and there are things that we don't know we don't know. So it's kind of like the Dells. There are things you know, the water parks, Noah's Ark, that sort of thing, Mount Olympus, you got Kalahari. Those are probably things that you know, maybe even the ducks. There are things that you don't know about, which is part of the, I would say, maybe people don't know about the natural beauty, the Bennett Museum, the photography, the history, the Wisconsin history that surrounds the Dells, the Native American history that surrounds the Wisconsin Dells. And then there are things that you don't know, which is when you come up here, particularly to a place like the original World War II Dells, Army Ducks, Land and Water, not only can you go on the ducks, we have these lovely brochures I'm holding up here. Here's the ducks, of course, what you could do. But now a big thing up here, Trigvy, is ziplining. Ziplining.
Oh, yeah.
And here you have the right here at the current location we're at here, Bigfoot Zipline. And I mean, you can see it on our live stream right above the ducks there. That's where you kind of just a straight line, kind of from up in the air down. And then across, I'm looking at it from my vantage point. You can't see it on camera, but there's basically, I'll call it an obstacle-ish course where you have people, you know, in harnesses and helmets, and they're helping you through rope mazes, and they're helping you kind of zip line. And it's a great time had by all for the kids and the family alike. And one of the cool things here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks is that there's this theme of World War II, and it's kind of a salute to our veterans and our military personnel, which, again, is just a wonderful thing to do, because who deserves our thanks more than the men and women who put on the uniform and protect democracy and freedom every day, Trigvy?
Well, that is 100% true. Even more so, though, I was sitting there thinking to myself as I was looking at those duck boats about the experience I had when I took my daughters to Normandy to see the beaches at Normandy. I mean, those duck boats, real heroes rode those duck boats who understood. They weren't asking each other, did you vote for Roosevelt or I don't know who ran as the Republican in 36 or whatever. But they weren't asking yourself, did you vote Republican or Democrat in the last election when they were storming the beaches of Normandy on those duck boats?
Right.
They were saying, we have to defend democracy and freedom. And they were
Absolutely.
The best of America. And we need to get back to that. The people we're meeting with are the best of America.
Yep. And when you come out here, like I say, and you meet great people from our folks at the hotel last night to folks serving breakfast to the great folks here behind the taking tickets and helping at the concession stand, you realize that we're in good hands moving into the future. We're in good hands. Going to come back and to talk more about the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Wisconsin.
You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Arts Council of Southwood County is ringing in the new 2025 year with a bang. Buy your tickets now for these talented performances. First, January 31st at 7:30 p.m., Jeff Allen's Are We There Yet? Comedy Show. Then Thursday, February 20th at 7:30 are the Bachelors of Broadway, Gentlemen of Theater. And finally, the smooth melodies of Billy Joel and Elton John starring Michael Cavanaugh. Tickets are available online at savorthearts.com, so don't wait. Get yours today and save your seat for cool vibes and hot entertainment.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison,
home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop and some venison ski just to the boss I got to leave.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Tom Hall Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours year in review. Here now, more of the highlights of our great tours around Wisconsin from this past year.
Welcome back to the Tom Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live, speaking of the Wisconsin Dells, the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Land and Water. We appreciate them hosting us. Nicely done, Mr. Zombers. You just dialed that up. Who does that again?
That was Trickby's
Gear
suggestion.
Daddies.
Yep, the Gear Daddies.
Who? Gear Daddies. What's it called?
Dream Vacation
in the Dells.
I literally have never heard that song until right now, and I absolutely love everything about it.
We should try and see because if we can get the Gear Daddies to come on.
That would be awesome.
Yep. I want to drive the Zamboni as a classic.
Oh, I have heard that. It's been a while, but yeah. That's, but like you say, it should be for today. I mean, I want to drive the ducks. And we're going to talk to a duck driver, is our understanding, just a little bit later on in the show.
Ducks have a steering wheel, Todd?
Yes. Yes, they do.
They do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And in fact, I was going to wait till a little bit later in the show to bring this out, but maybe I might as well, as long as you just said that, why not? Hang on, let me bring it up here on the old phone. Our crack staff here, when we were talking about this morning, CP from the staff, one of our advisors here, he did a little research, and this is fantastic. For sale, this is real, I'm not making this up, for sale, a 1945 World War II Duck amphibious 2.5-ton truck. It says, we have this amazing fully restored amphibious World War II half-ton truck, also known as a Mama Duck. The project was completely restored from top to bottom, every minor detail with original specs, original parts, and quality. And there are photos, Trigvy. It has an actual steering wheel on this thing and some other levers that I assume take it from land to water. But this thing is beautiful. And it is listed for $95,000, fully restored. And it's in Columbiana, Ohio, is where it is currently being stored at. So you know a lot more people than I do in the political world. You know, maybe $95,000 is too steep, but I'm going to make this legitimate offer right now without asking anybody at Civic Media. I'm prepared to offer this person $10,000 cash. $10,000 will take it off your hand. Trivia, I think we could raise that if we had to.
Oh, my God, you could paint it in Civic. We could use it when
exactly.
We drive around the state.
That's what
somebody
I'm saying.
Somebody get
what
Sage on the phone. If Sage can get that for $10,000, you should get that and use his promotional.
Right?
The Todd Alba Show Duck.
We pull into Chippewa Falls, and we challenge Kreitler to a race on the water, his pontoon, with our duck.
No, better we swamp it. We could swamp his pontoon with our duck.
So yeah, I think that it lists for 95, but we'll take it off their hands for 10 grand cash.
Do you think it's street legal?
100%.
I strongly doubt it's street legal. But
I don't think.
I think it absolutely is.
I might buy it.
You need to find out from the driver how fast that duck boat goes.
Well, we'll ask. But I mean, these behind us are clearly street legal, and in the ones in the photo and everything, it looks exactly like the ones right behind us.
But they don't have blinkers.
So, I mean,
or stoplights.
Yeah, they do.
Tail lights.
They kind of install them. Yeah.
Could you take it?
We can make it street legal.
That would be. You could drive it in parades.
Exactly. Well, us coming from the political campaign side of things, that's
you know
that's
what
amazing.
You could take out the seats and you could make it into a studio. We'd put Zommers right in front. I'm king of the world.
I drive the duck and I run the board.
The mobile.
No,
yes.
No. Zommers is not driving the duck.
The mobile Civic Media Duck Studios. Coming to location near you soon.
I'm not getting in the duck like if you're driving and running the board, Zommers.
Yeah, that would be a lot all at once.
No. Well, when it comes to social media, though, we have to be very careful because the last thing you want is to be sending unsolicited duck pics. You got to be very careful about that.
Yes, somebody might tell you to go duck yourself.
We'll be here all week, folks. But no, I think it'd be great. And we could be like the old Lee Sherman Dreyfus for governor campaign and put a high school band in the back and go around with a band, you know?
I just think in the winter, it would be really hard to get around the state of Wisconsin in a duck boat. It's kind of like a 4-month vehicle. We're going to have to ask what they do. They must shut down. They must shut down in the winter.
Oh, yeah, I think they do. I think they're open like through November or something like that. Here's a new duck arriving now, right behind me. Look at that. See?
Yeah.
Pulling in. I wonder if they have names, each one like a ship.
I love the American flag on the back. They need a state of Wisconsin flag, too, though. Honestly, yeah. I mean, I wonder if they know the history of each of the ducks. Like, where the ducks? We have to ask that question.
That's a really great question.
I'm so glad that you pulled off the ducks rather than mini golf. Not that mini golf isn't great. Are you going to go over to Pirates Cove and play around before you leave? If I were there, we could have listeners take bets on who would win in mini golf. I have a great idea for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Todd. You tell me when you want to hear it. It's a listener participation event.
The listener participation. Well, maybe an hour or two. We got Luke coming up. We'll talk to him. Right. And then maybe at the top of hour two, just like yesterday, listeners sent us here to the Dells. And remember, 24 hours ago, I had no idea where I was going to do the show today. And here, 24 hours later, we're here at the beautiful World War II original Dells Army Ducks Land and Water in Wisconsin Dells. And what I was going to say earlier is you got great shows like Rick Wilcox, the great magician, just celebrated, I think, like his 30th year up here. It's fantastic. And of course, I mean, there are inclusive things like, you know, whether it's water parks and that sort of thing. But you could also, if you're on a budget, they have campgrounds in the area. Both you got Jellystone Park right down here. Brent Gasser, the owner, great guy, a great place where you could do everything from tenting to pulling your, you know, $200,000-$300,000 RV and hook it up. So you've got camping at Jellystone here. You've got great state parks. You got Devil's Lake right down the road where Earl Ingram and I were at Baraboo. You could camp out there. And of course, you got downtown old. So you got Lake Delton where we're at, the Wisconsin Dells proper just across the river. And you've got things like the old original fudge shop. You can do candy there. And they've got trinkets and tchotchkes and all that kind of stuff and waste a couple of bucks or just walk around and play mini golf. So it really is one of those places where it doesn't matter whether you have a high budget or a low budget or a medium budget. It doesn't matter if you want to do more natural outdoor stuff or more kind of touristy things. There's something for everybody here at Wisconsin Dells Trivia.
You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour Year in Review. More after this.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This year, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah are celebrated in the same week. Lisa Hale takes a closer look at Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa begins on December 26th. It's an African-American and Pan-African celebration created in 1966. Dr. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the director of African-American Studies at UW Oshkosh.
It's a celebration of family, a celebration of community and culture, and is rooted in raising up and bringing forth the ancient African model of cultivating, harvest, and sharing good in the world. It's really about sharing good in the world.
According to official Kwanzaa website.org, participants celebrate Kwanzaa with feasts, music, dance, and stories. They also honor the seven principles of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates a successful elk hunting season. The state's seventh managed elk hunt opened on October 12th and concluded December 20th. The 2024 hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management. For the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. The eight Wisconsin hunters who participated in this year's hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,500 applicants. The DNR received over 17,000 applications to hunt in the northern elk zone and more than 7,500 applications for the central elk zone. In the central elk zone, all four hunters successfully harvested a bull elk on the third day of the season. Two hunters in the northern elk zone successfully harvested a bull elk, and Ojibwe tribal hunters met their four bull harvest declaration. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Seth Habhager, head of production and host of Seth Faces the Music on WFHR and Trail Tunes on WIRI, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas.
A winter weather advisory and dense fog advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times, and freezing fog creating slick and slippery surfaces, as well as freezing rain moving in. Icy spots are possible before temperatures rise above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 33 at our studios.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours Year in Review. Here now, more of the highlights of our great tours around Wisconsin from this past year.
Welcome back. We are live on location in Wisconsin Dells at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water for this Tuesday, July 9th. It's a beautiful day here at the Dells. Really one of those, I think probably one of the perfect days when you want to be at the Dells, at least if you can be outside, because it's warm. There's a little bit of humidity in the air, but it's also mostly cloudy. So your skin isn't going to get, you know, absolutely baked and burned. So you can enjoy all these outdoor activities without, you know, having to worry about just all the large sunburning going on. So it's a great day. If you're in the area, stop by and say hi. We're at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, right on the strip, as they say here, in beautiful Lake Delton, which, of course, is adjacent to and part of the greater, quote-unquote, Dells area. Joining us from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. today, he'll be with us live tomorrow in Chippewa Falls for the Northern State Fair, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, our very own Luke Mathers for another edition of Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Luke, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. How about yourself?
It could be better. I mean, could not be better.
I was slightly worried that you were going to be, you know, at a lazy river or somewhere when it was an undisclosed surprise location for today's show. I'm grateful you're not in the lazy river, but it looks like a great shot that you got lined up there.
Thanks. Yeah, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you can subscribe or like us there on those platforms. We've got the ducks right behind us. The platform is on the other side of that where customers, riders are loaded on. We have the original World War II Army ducks being loaded. And then right above that, you can see there's the end of the zip line course or whatever you want to call it, where people go to and then get off, get zip lining going on. We've got a picture of Sasquatch here right next to my head. I don't know. It's not a picture. It's actually a statue of Sasquatch and a helicopter in the background. So, I mean, you got something for everybody here, Luke.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part about the Dells, as there's something for everybody. So every family, every Wisconsinite, everybody from out of town that's coming to visit, there is an option for everybody to have some entertainment there in the water park capital of the world.
Right. Now, you grew up in the southeast part of the state, the greater Milwaukee area. Was it kind of growing up? Was it a big deal? Did you kind of make a couple of pilgrimages to the Dells growing up as kids?
Yeah. I mean, it was a regular venture for the family. My birthday is late February. So that first kind of holiday of a new year for the school calendar growing up was always that president's like mid-winter break kind of thing. You'd get a long weekend off school. And so for my birthday every year, we would go up to the Dells. And that was nice to do because, you know, February birthdays can be a little dreary growing up. But when you can go to a water park instead, it's a real good use of time. So the family would load up the car. We'd go to the Dells for the weekend, for the long weekend with a couple days off of school. And it was always a blast.
What was your one or two of your favorite things as a kid growing up to do here at Wisconsin Dells?
Outside of dunking the siblings, water park, the water slides, all of those things, a great time there in the Dells.
Sounds great. We are being joined. Look at this, live and in person here by an actual driver. How's the volume of your headset? Is it all right? All right, very good. I'm gonna turn your mic on here. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. This is fantastic, guys. So back on on the stream here, we got my co-host Trigvi Olson for the week. And we also have Luke Mathers, who is back at the studio here. And tell us your name, please.
Jack Field.
Jack Field. So you have the same last name as the owner. Are you the owner's son?
No.
Really? You just happen to have the same last name?
We're related, but.
Okay. So that's fantastic. So, Jack, how long have you been a driver here at Army Ducks?
This is my second summer.
Really? Second summer. Yeah. Very good. Are you in high school or college?
College. I'm going to be a sophomore.
Oh, sweet. Where do you go?
Marion.
Oh, yeah.
Fond du Lac.
Yeah, Marion College. Great college here in Wisconsin, the old Fox Valley. What are you studying?
Business marketing.
Sweet. That's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
So tell us kind of how you came to be a Dells duck driver. What is this something you wanted to do since a kid, or how did it come to be?
Well, my dad and uncle did it, so...
Got it.
I was like might as well follow the footsteps, I guess. I know some of my friends did it that were older than me, and mm-hmm. I know a couple of kids in my grade do it. My right. cousin does it.
Oh, really? There, your cousin's a driver as well?
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I know a lot of people that do it. They kind of put me onto it, so it's a lot of fun.
So we have lots of questions from folks back here at the studio. We've been talking about this. First of all, and correct me if I'm wrong, it does have a legit steering wheel.
Yeah.
So it drives like, what, a truck, a car? I mean,
yeah, like a truck, but it's got no power steering, so you really gotta turn it. So
you really got to crank on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Parallel parking must be just
not fun.
Zommers, you're definitely not driving the duck boat if we get one. No way. If it doesn't have power
my producer
steering.
Thought, well, he would drive the duck if we could do it, and he could also run the board, but clearly that wouldn't be possible.
It'd be tricky. Definitely hard at first, but you get the hang of it.
So do you have, and this might be a dumb question, but do you have to have some sort of a CDL or special license? Beyond your normal driver's license, and where in the world do you go to learn to drive a duck?
Well, we got our manager teaches us,
okay,
kind of like slowly, like step by step, and then you got to go get your CDL Class C.
Okay.
So he also trains you how to do the CDL test too. He'll like walk you through all that, and it takes about like depends. Some people learn faster than others.
Right.
And it takes a couple of weeks, though, for sure, to get the hang of it and get the whole tour down and all that.
What was more difficult, learning the land driving part or the water driving part or the transition thereof?
I'd probably say the land, probably.
Really?
It gets busy here.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't paying attention on the road, so that can you got to expect everything out here in Wisconsin Dells. So yeah,
there's no little Priuses to all of a sudden just jump up on you. You gotta keep an eye out for Priuses on the road, not in the
coming
water
around you. Yeah.
what's been your biggest challenge or something that was just, like you say, what was unexpected that you had to deal with all of a sudden in your couple of years so far driving the Dells here, driving in the Dells at the Army Ducks?
Probably just people that have had a little too much to drink. They
really?
Come on the duck and they just kind of shout and yell at
You or other
customers? No, just to like themselves. Like they're just blurting things out. But
so how do you deal with that?
Oh, I just kind of like, I don't know, like I'll bring them up and have them sit co-pilot or something.
Oh,
and so they're like kind of, you know, not bother the other customers that want to like hear everything.
Right.
So, yeah, just kind of try to like play it off like it doesn't bother me, I guess. But
well, you have to have a certain personality, I think, and it sounds like you do, to just kind of go with the flow and that sort of thing. What else? Talk to us, because we're talking to Jack Field here, one of the duck driver here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land Water, the Dells. Talk to us, Jack, a minute about, you're not just driving, you're not just watching out for your customers, but you also have to be a tour guide and memorize a tour. What's that like?
For me, it was a little hard at first. But we got some guys that have been here for a while, so riding with them, you know, hearing what they got to say. Everyone's got a little bit of a different tour.
Okay.
So to hear guys that have been here for like 5-6 years mm-hmm. hear their tour, and so that helped a lot. That was probably the hardest part, though.
Really?
Talking. Yeah. You know, because some tours are, you know, more excited than other people. Not everyone's laughing and having a good time. Some people are more straight-faced, so
they don't get the jokes, in other words.
Right, right. Yeah, that too. So you got to, you know, adapt to the crowd, I guess, so you could say. So
that's so cool. Luke, Trigby, anything for Jack here?
Yeah, I'm wondering, does it have power brakes?
Yeah, it's got good brakes. They can't go out, though. It has happened.
You can't.
They can, but not like anything serious, but yeah. The brakes do work.
Do they run year-round, too? Are you guys doing tours throughout the entire calendar year, or is there a season to the ducks?
Probably from the springtime to, like, the first snowfall, probably.
Oh, really? That late?
Yeah, because when the river freezes over, it's kind of
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't really do much about that. So
you have to bundle up because these things are all wide open. I mean,
oh, yeah. I've taken a tour where it's like 45 degrees out. Yeah. It's cold. It's cold. Yeah.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet it is. Guys, anything else?
Yeah, do you ever have staff parties where you bring a grill out on the dock and just go out on the river, do some fishing? And I think having a duck boat would be awesome.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You could totally pimp it out.
I have to bring that up. I'm going to have to
put
bring
a
that
grill
up
on it. Yeah.
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 I think you guys are going to have That'd to make awesome. Sure that all the keys are accounted for when Todd leaves, because it sounds like Todd and Trigvy really have their eyes on these duck boats.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. Do you guys know the history of the various boats?
I've long, since I was a kid, I thought how cool it would be.
What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was asking if you know the history of the boats.
Can you hear us?
Do you guys know the history of the boats?
Yeah. Yeah, so they, like, these were mainly used for, like, carrying cargo from the big ships to land. So there wasn't any mm-hmm. seats. It was just the floorboards. Mm-hmm. And they would drop the cargo off the side of the boat onto the dock. And then they'd go on land. And they'd go, like, in a big circle, all the docks.
Wow.
And carrying troops back to the boats. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
The ones that you all have here, the original World War II Dallas Army Ducks, do you know where they came from? I mean, what originally, like where they were used, or not so much?
I know like here. Some of them. Like, I think my duck is from like Illinois.
Really?
Somewhere in Illinois. There was one. This one right here, Wass. Was from Lake Superior. It was part of the Lake Superior Fire Department, and it stands for a guy, who was part of the Lake Superior Fire Department, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. They all got their own little, like, piece of history to them.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, does each one have an individual name?
Yeah. Yeah, really? They all do. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Based on their own history, or who names them?
Yeah. Well,
some of them. I see that one over there is Mel.
Yeah, that's named after the founder.
Oh, really?
Of the company, yeah. Melvin Plath. So, uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah.
Did you ever just a goof of the people? Did you ever make up stuff on the tour?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. All the time. You got to mess with the customers.
What's the biggest fib that you've ever told on the tour that people seem to believe you and say, no, that's not.
So, like, the first time I go in the water, you got to put, like, your tires in neutral.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah, just disengage the six-wheel drive. The tires are coming up, and they all, like, look over. And I'm like, I'm just kidding, man. We're going to need those. They all look over. They're, like, so disappointed.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, you got to mess with them just a little bit.
Now, I also see it's not just guys. We have women here, drivers as well. So, I mean, you don't have to be a dude to drive a duck.
No, yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. As long as you get the hang of it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How many women versus guys do you have on the duck? You call yourself drivers, pilots?
Driver. Yeah, I think we have like six.
Oh wow.
Yeah, six or seven. Yeah, that's so great. We got a good amount.
So if someone wanted to be like thought, I want to be cool like Jack and drive a duck here. How do they get involved? How do they do it? How do they apply?
You can just fill out an application online, probably, and then come in and do a little, go to the DMV, get your permit for a CDL and all that, and then start training, I guess.
I think that's fantastic. I think
yeah.
So. Well, I can't thank you enough
for
stopping by out of... Well, I'm sorry.
I have a question. Do you have to have a different kind of license to drive a duck boat than you do... What kind of license do you have to get?
Yeah, you got to have a CDL Class C. So you got to do, like, a road test on one of these. Mm-hmm. And then, it's a little bit of a process.
You have to take it out on the road? Bad. How fast will they go?
We have one on the our, like, CDL testing duck. It's in the back.
But, CDL testing duck? Yeah. I can drive that, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Fun. They don't go fast. They only go, like, 40 miles an hour top speed.
All right, well, stick around for a second. We'll come back and talk to Jack Field. We're here at the World War II Original Army Ducks in Wisconsin Dells, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour Year in Review.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours year in review. Hear now more of the highlights of our great tours around Wisconsin from this past year.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. Live on location at the original World War One Army World War II Dell's Army Ducks Land and Water. We are here on location. Trigvi Olson joins us from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., a senior advisor at Lincoln Project. Luke Mathers joins us from the world headquarters back high atop State Street, downtown Madison. And we are here on location talking to Jason Thoner. It's your uncle, right?
Yeah.
This is Jack, Jack Field, one of the Dell's Duck drivers, and he's telling us all about it. Now, Jack, we found a duck online. They're asking $95,000 for it, and I have, without authority from my company whatsoever, I have on the air offered them $10,000 cash.
Yeah.
$10,000. And you've looked at pictures. Jack, can you confirm via pictures this is a legit duck?
It looks pretty legit.
What makes it a legit duck based on the pictures?
Well, like the back, I know our mechanic was showing us like the original ducks, and they have like all that stuff on the back, like the spare tire and all that extra stuff.
All right.
So that's kind of how you can tell. It looks pretty legit, though.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, $10,000, we could pimp that out and take it in parades or whatever for civic media. And
for sure.
Wave to people. You could teach me how to drive it. And the great thing is, whether it was a parade on land or whether it was like a regatta down in Milwaukee, we could just take that was in the Milwaukee River.
For sure. Land and water.
See? How about that? Would you commit to helping teach me to drive a duck?
Yeah.
Fantastic! Look at that, Luke. I've got a tutor, mentor to help me drive the duck. All we need is $10,000.
I have,
and for them to knock off $85,000.
I have zero to do with this. This was news to me, so this is completely out of my ability to approve. I'm not touching this one.
All right. Well, but you wouldn't be opposed. You wouldn't be a no vote, right?
Where are you going to store it? I don't even know what.
We'll find a place.
Okay. All right. Fine. Well,
life finds a way.
Yeah. I guess, Jack, you think $95,000 is a good price for a duck? Is that right about the ballpark? If they're telling you they're
a little pricey.
It's a little pricey. Okay.
Little pricey.
See, it's not even. I think you're gonna be taken for a ride.
I'm offering ten. I'm offering 10 grand.
I don't know, Todd. I don't know. This isn't. What is it? Where'd you find this? On Craigslist? How are you going back and forth with this person?
It's a legit site, but we'll see.
Todd, I also want to say,
is there anything we have?
That 10 grand is Pawn Stars prices, where you bring in something and they're like, this is worth $1 million. And they're like, best I can do is 20 bucks.
Right. Well, you know, you start low and see where you go. Jack, is there anything about driving a duck we haven't asked you in all of our foolishness here? Is there anything about driving a duck that we haven't asked you that you think is important for people of Wisconsin to
know? No, not really. I think you guys got it pretty good.
You have a duck call. Give us a little hit of that. That's an actual duck. I bet the kids love that.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
And they can buy these duck calls here in the gift shop, right?
Oh, yeah, right from us, the drivers. Yeah.
Oh, from the drivers?
Yeah, right,
do you
right
get a
when
cut?
We get back.
Do you get a cut of the call?
Oh, yeah, we buy these.
Oh, really?
From upstairs. So,
oh, yeah. I see.
So it's like a little
incentive. That's why you kind of earn tips thing. Or whatever.
Yeah, it's like an incentive tip thing. Yeah.
All right. How much does it cost to buy a?
$5 for me. I charge $5.
All right, Jack. Here, we'll do a transaction here on the air. I want $20 worth of calls.
All right, I'll get you four.
What size shirt do you wear?
Large.
Large. All right, hang on here. Let me look. You guys ask a question here while I'm finding a Jack a shirt.
Jeff Perry has commented on Facebook, and he says that Todd, you can keep the duck at his place if you manage to snag one.
Look at that. My buddy's got a garage. All right, here's a beer. Football and radio media shirt for our favorite duck driver now, Jack. Hey, I appreciate you.
Of course.
Thanks for stopping by. We've learned you've been a lot of fun, great guest. Thank you so much. And I'll find you later on, and we'll do a little social hit over on the duck.
For sure.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Field, our duck driver here in the. Now, how fun was that?
That was amazing.
I can see how green Trigvy is with envy right now. Like Trigvy's like, I want to be at these ducks. I can see it, Trigvy. I'm serious. Like,
I know.
You've got severe
FOMO
right now.
He tried to get a flight out here.
Yeah.
I think if I were part of the billionaire class, I would have my own duck boat. Completely pimped out. Grill, jacuzzi, like the whole nine yards.
I don't think you need to be a billionaire. Yeah. You just need 95K. That's all.
But then you got to pimp it out, and I bet insurance on a duck boat is probably a lot.
I would believe that.
Especially a pimped out duck boat.
It certainly would be kind of a luxury item. I think you'd need to be in the billionaire class. But if I were Jeff Bezos, I'd definitely have a duck boat.
There you go.
I might have an armada of duck boats. Because think about it. You could take it up on the St. Croix River, and if you had like three or four of them, you could tie them together and just kind of drift.
You know how?
And then afterwards, drive over to the bar and get your, you know, that's the best part about it.
You know how
you
insurance
can do
companies
both land and sea.
You know how insurance companies have to keep buying tangible assets since they're only allowed to have such and such profit margins? Maybe instead of buying Ferris wheels for their employees and whatever else they do, they can just get armadas of ducks, just stockpile ducks and do parades.
Armadas of ducks.
Ducks are like a surf and turf.
That's exactly what they are. The surf and turf vehicle. It's exactly that.
Oh, my God.
Luke's through a couple
of minutes.
You know
what? If Elon Musk could make a fortune selling electric cars, maybe we could make our billions by selling, like, pimped out duck boats.
We don't have them to sell. We're looking to buy them right now, though. We're on the opposite end of the market.
We have to buy them before we sell them.
You know what they say. Buy high, Luke, never sell.
And that will wrap it up for today's What Makes Wisconsin Great, the Year in Review show. Thanks so much for being with us. Tomorrow, we're going to look back at our trips to Amory with Jane Matinere. Also, Trigvy and I sat down with Dr. Lyerly in Green Bay, and we visited Trigvy's alma mater, University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, Chancellor Jim Schmidt as well. And Mr. Zomers is a board game of the week. Once again, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The day after Christmas is a busy day for retailers. Analyst Bert Flickinger takes a look at what's hot and what's not.
In retail, anything that's food related is doing well. Anything that's not necessary for now is doing less well.
Nearly 8 million Americans are under the threat of severe weather. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan has details.
We got some rain coming back to the northeast. That'll be over the weekend. And then we have more atmospheric rivers that are coming into the west to bring more rain, snow, winds, and even high surf conditions out to the west coast.
Israel's military struck multiple targets in Yemen today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the attacks against the Iran-backed Houthi rebels will continue until the job is done. Netanyahu also said Israel is determined to root out what he called this terrorist arm of Iran's axis of evil. CBS News Brief.
James here, host.